We are at the beginning of a new age. A new age of awareness, transformation. People are ascending, elevating. Energy levels are rising. We are emerging from the darkened places into the light. Spiritual Awakenings is here to assist you in your evolution, shining a light on your purpose and supporting you in living an authentic life.
Imagine that, living an authentic life. You know, some of you got to go and get a dictionary so that you can define authentic life, because you think that what you're doing is authentic, and maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. Anyway, one of the purposes of this show, and this is Spiritual Awakenings, is that we will help you to get a better understanding of what an authentic life is and how to live it to your highest potential. And so we expose and explain, you know, different aspects of life that are just not so always conventional, things that you may think you have an understanding of, but you really don't. And today's show is not going to deviate from that path at all, because we have joining us in the virtual studio a tried and true psychic, okay? And I say that because this is a person that I have had some experience with. And if you are a faithful listener, then you are very familiar with Tracy Fins. Tracy, welcome to our show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, I'm good. How you doing?
I am tickety-boo. Absolutely great, thank you.
Cool. I usually have applause and stuff, but, you know, it's it's the end of the year. Nobody wants to clap, stuff like that. Oh, wait a minute. They are clapping. Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
People are so
They're
cool.
All exhausted from the Christmas shopping, and their hands are full with bags.
Yeah, yeah. Bringing those gifts to me, because Santa lost my address again. Anyway, so Tracy, today we want to talk about, first of all, let's talk about you, because you are a clairvoyant medium, correct?
Yep.
In addition
yep,
to
being, right.
And more, of course. I mean, you have many talents, and one of which is that Tracy is a radio host. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's catching.
Yeah, a talk show personality, a presenter. You guys call it a presenter over in England, right?
Yes, we do, yeah. We call it a radio host or a DJ or a presenter. I think it comes down to the kind of show that you're presenting, really.
Well, there it is. Tracy, if you haven't put two and two together, Tracy is across the big pond in good old Jolly England right now joining us. So you are so privileged, listeners, because we have someone who has come a long way to share themselves, a little bit of their time with you. Today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the psychic phenomenon, you know, like, is it real? How does it work? How do you get it? And then we'll open up the phone lines and take a few callers who may have questions or may have a desire to experience the psychic phenomenon firsthand. And that's what we do, see? You can stop theorizing about it, and you can actually experience it. And then, of course, we will give you the most important part of the show, the information to be able to contact Tracy in the future. And I do want to thank everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio. If you are listening on your mobile device, whoop-de-woo, if you'd like to connect with the show, the call-in number is 424-259-9300. You can dial those numbers, press the number 1. It'll let me know that you would like to be connected with us. And here's something new. We have a chat room. We have it, you know, sometimes, and a lot of times we don't, but today we do. And if you'd like to join us in the chat room, if you have some questions or comments and you don't really want to have your beautiful voice grace the airwaves, then you can type it up and I'll read it out loud and say your name, maybe. So try that out for size. Now, somebody told me that, like, in the beginning of the show, you're supposed to come out real high energy and you're supposed to state the purpose and do everything in 10 seconds because you lose listeners. So excuse me if I'm talking really quickly. I'm just trying to follow directions. So anyway, to Tracy. Yeah.
Is that a dig there, Drew?
No. Yeah, Tracy is a mentor of mine. She teaches me and gives me a lot of help. So I really love Tracy. She's a beautiful person and very talented. And even if she wasn't talented, I would love her, but she is talented. So I love two times. So Tracy, what is the psychic phenomenon? Is it like, you know, okay, I'm Joe on the street. A psychic person looks into your forehead, and then, like, your forehead turns to glass, and they can see inside and stuff, and they know the future. Is that how it works?
Yeah, kind of. Everybody will work very, very differently, and I'll try not to use too much jargon. When you're tapping into the psychic energy around someone, like, say, for instance, you were giving someone an Indian head massage or a facial, your hands are in contact with the skin, so you're in their auric field, which is the energy field that surrounds the body. So if I were giving someone an Indian head massage or a facial, potentially I could pick things up about that person because I'm directly in their space. I can talk to someone and just be in the same room and not be touching them, and I can start to pick things up. I generally only get information when I'm working with somebody because I don't want to be walking around and being bombarded because that guy's having an affair and that woman's got cancer and that one's pregnant. So I switch mine on and off. I don't leave it on the whole time because I'd just be overwhelmed. You can get information from an item that belongs to somebody, so a piece of jewelry or a piece of clothing. We can use the desire to know more. So, like, you could come to me for a tarot reading, and I would just link in. And when I do my phone and email readings, the sitter doesn't even get to shuffle the cards. So, therefore, I'm not even getting the energy from the cards. I'm just getting them from the voice link. And I always say there's no distance in spirit. My guides, who are the people that help me, will talk to the sitter's guides and give me all the information I need, be it on a set subject. So if you've come for a relationship reading or a work reading, and if there's nothing specific that you want to know about, then they'll just tell me what they feel is relevant. And the biggest issue with people when they come for a reading is they want to test us and make sure that we're real. So they think that if they hang back and don't tell us what they really want to know about, that it will automatically come up. Well, you might feel that your work issue is really important, but spirit might feel that actually they want you to know about your spiritual side. So you don't have to test us. You don't have to tell us your life story either. You know, just say to me you want to look at work. That doesn't tell me whether you've got a job or haven't got a job. You know, it doesn't tell me if there's a problem or no problem. But I will get that from your vibration because everybody has their own vibration. So we get that information in many different ways.
Wow. So let me just recap. If you do go and find a psychic, yes, listeners right now, if you do find a psychic and you want to have the psychic experience, you don't have to tell them everything. You don't have to conceal everything. You can just be real general because they are going to connect with your auric field, your aura, and spirit, and there's going to be the vibrations, and the truth is going to come, and the spirit is going to have the final say-so in what is going to be revealed to you. So be open to what you get, because what you get is going to be what's most important for you. We're going to talk about the whole spirit and higher self concept toward the end of the show, because that – I'm sorry?
Well, I was just thinking that's a natural move into it if you want to look at that, because you don't need to go to people like me to find out what's going on around you. You can actually learn to meditate and talk to your higher self, which is the aspect of you that's still on the astral plane. Think of it like, I don't know, the control booth, if you like. And you can actually commune directly with your higher self and get that information, but that does take time and practice.
Yeah, and that was another thing that I was going to mention, is that the ability to be a psychic and connect is something that is available to everyone, right?
Absolutely.
So everybody can be Tracy Vance.
Nope, everyone can be themselves, but they can be psychic, they can be a medium, they can bring out their natural gifts that they have. And as I say, everybody's gifts will be different. Someone might be a healer, someone else might look at the future like I do, or someone else might find people who've gone missing. So no two people will use their gifts in the same way, even if they both did tarot readings or both did mediumship, they would both still work in very different ways.
Okay, so here's, you know, as I was listening, you know, me being Joe Average, the guy on the street, I had a concern. Okay, so I would be afraid to date you because you would know.
The other half would probably agree with you.
You would know. Hey, I didn't do that. Yeah, you did. You did that. And I was going to ask if dating you is awkward, but I guess I'll forego that. But wait a minute. What about if everyone had, you know, worked on their psychic ability, and then we, you know, I guess the world would have to become a more honest place. But that,
it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, because everyone would know when you're lying, so it'd be no point in lying. There'd be no benefit to it. Right?
You don't need to be psychic to know when I'm lying. Apparently, my friends can tell. I can't even tell a white lie, like, no, I didn't get you that jumper that you love for Christmas. They can just see straight through me. I'm a hopeless liar.
Yeah. Well, I'm such a – well, you know what? I think that – I don't know. I was going to say that, like, I'm a pretty bad liar also, unless I'm lying to myself. But that's a whole nother show, and we might talk about that one day. So let's talk about because everyone can develop psychic ability, how did you come to have yours? Did you go to a class? Did you was it something you ate?
I wish it was that simple. No, I went to classes. I'd always been deeply interested in it, and I do feel, looking back as a child, I'd had some experiences that I couldn't explain that kind of freaked me out, so I put the lid on it. And I just was interested all my life. I've read every single book in the town I grew up in, which wasn't very big, so it didn't take too long to get through them. Anything to do with reincarnation, past lives, all of that. And I found a development circle in the UK. You find a group of like-minded people and you set up a development circle, or you join one that's already in existence, and the leader would be someone who's way more experienced, and they would be able to tutor you to bring out your gifts. So they're there in everybody. You just need the right person to help unfold you, if you like.
Okay. So some people some people are naturally more advanced than others, and then some people have to start from scratch, like me, and take, you know, and have training. Is that how it goes?
I wouldn't say that some are more advanced than others. I would say that it's like maths or sports. Some people are naturally good at it, and other people just have to work harder. And, you know, I just had to work to bring mine out. But now that it's out, I'm able to work with it. But you, in my humble opinion, you will never, ever know everything, even when you go back to being pure spirit when we pass over, because we are here to evolve. So, you know, most of the things that I believe are a combination of my experiences, the readings that I've given, the books that I've read, my intuition and my meditations. But if it doesn't resonate for you, then feel free to ignore it until you get it in a format that does resonate, because this is my truth. This is what I'm experiencing. And, you know, sometimes it won't suit you, or it doesn't feel right to you. In which case, let it go, because if you're not ready for it, it will come back to you.
Exactly. And I was going to say that in my experience on this side of the of the fence, being the client, if you want to call it that, you know, my experience is that, like, I've had lots of readings and I've had lots of experiences with psychics. And sometimes the reading is so dead on, it's like, oh, my God, I have to close my mouth. My jaw falls open. Sometimes it's like, I don't feel that. I'm not understanding that. It doesn't even make sense to me. No. until a week goes by, or maybe a few days, and sometimes the next day, then it's like, oh, I get it now. So sometimes things happen, and they are, we're just not ready. We just aren't ready. Maybe we don't remember, or something like that. I don't know, but open-mindedness is important.
I think it's a little bit like school. We all remember a teacher that would talk to us about maths or algebra or French or whatever subject it was that we really weren't wrapping our head around. And then someone else would come along, like maybe a parent or one of our colleagues or someone, and they would go, well, this is this and this is that. And, you know, they pull it all together and you go, okay, so that makes sense now, but why didn't it make sense when they were telling me that? And sometimes it's just the way it's delivered. Sometimes people make it too wordy or they make it too highbrow when it doesn't need to be. And I'm quite a simple person. I don't do, like, way technical. I don't see the point in long, flowery language that actually doesn't tell you what it is that they're trying to say. And I
right.
like to think that I keep it simple for the people that I connect with so that they can understand it.
Now, that was excellent. And that makes sense. So some people can be talented but not have the most effective communication skills for you. So it's really important
yeah.
that you have a psychic or a medium or whatever you are connecting with, someone who's able to communicate with you. Otherwise, it serves no purpose. Yeah.
Well, that's it. And, you know, we all connect with different people in different ways. So I might read a book by Deepak Chopra, who's quite a prolific writer. He's got stacks of books and CDs and all sorts. And he's very well renowned for what he does. But when I read his stuff, I just don't connect with it. I don't get it. It's like he's on a different vibration, a different level to me, and I don't get the language that he's speaking. Yet if someone else gives that to me in a different format, like even maybe in the form of a fiction book, I would go, oh, okay, I totally get that now. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's about having it in a format that suits the way that you think. You know, it's having it in your logic. And I notice that when I read and when I work, I do an awful lot of illustratory analogies. You know, I use other things like the school thing with the teacher. You know, some teachers will really do maths well and you learn from them, and others you've got to go home and get your mum and dad to put it into English for you.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes it's not complicated to you as the deliverer because you understand it. But if you make it too highbrow, you limit who will actually be able to connect with it. So I like to try and keep it in real terms. Funny enough, we started a thread on Facebook last night. We were watching Harry Potter, and we were talking about the karmic connection between Voldemort and Harry Potter. And loads of people really connected with it because it made sense, whereas if I'd have dressed it up and made it too highfalutin, they just would have gone, yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, because I don't get that. But I'm not a Harry Potter fan. But
Well, if you'd have been watching the film, you'd have got it. But it is about keeping it real. It's about making it relevant to the people that want to know about it.
Exactly. And you know what? Maybe that explains why we have such a good connection, because that's what I like to do. I like to translate, you know, because it doesn't benefit any to me. I don't see people benefiting if you speak like Nostradamus. And, you know, this is not 1742. Let's talk English 2013, and let's make sure that we understand what's really going on. And we're going to come back after this little brief little commercial, and we're going to talk more with Tracy Fant, Clairvoyant Medium. Check this out. Today's show is brought to you by the year 2014. It's the year of living, the year of happiness, the year of fulfilling all your dreams. If you aren't on board, then maybe you should get there. The choice is yours. If you're alive, you got another shot at it. This is DP Radio.
You are listening to
whoops.
The Sunday.
Whoops.
You are listening to.
And whoops. Three times a whoops. Here, I had another commercial, and this is it. Check it out. The Psychic Show, hosted by Tracy Fans, airs Tuesday mornings, 11 a.m. GMT, 6 a.m. Central, 5 Eastern, hosted by Tracy Fans. Free readings, discussions, and more. It's The Psychic Show, hosted by Tracy Fans. DPR presents. Hey, and you know, welcome, we're back. And you know, this is DPR Presents Spiritual Awakenings, and today's very special guest is Tracy Fans, clairvoyant medium, really cool person. I like her. I give her 6 thumbs ups. And of course, you know, this wouldn't be my show if we didn't have one technical difficulty or 6, but it's okay because we're still here. Tracy, so you have a show on Tuesdays, and what's it about? It's called The Psychic Show, but I'm not a psychic, so tell me what it's about.
Okay. So the show is a chat show about all things psychic. What I really love doing is helping other people understand how this world works, because even those of you that purport not to be psychic, you're deeply fascinated by how it all works. And when people come to me for a reading, I could spend the whole reading just banging on about how it all works, which means I'd never get a reading. So this show is my opportunity to teach everyone else and allow you to follow me on my journey and me with you, because there's experiences that I've been through in my life that I can use to help other people. And there's experiences that they've been through that will help me. So we're all connecting with other people for a reason. And my show is my opportunity to bring that to as many people as I possibly can and help them on their journey. And whether they listen to a show or whether they listen to every show, it doesn't matter, because if they get one kernel of information out of my show that helps them on their journey, then I'm happy.
Aww.
So it's about everything and anything psychic.
Yeah, yeah. I like the fact that you are, you know, I think that something, there's certain people who are just so humanitarian. I mean, and they give, and let's just not talk about them. Let's talk about you. You are so giving. I mean, you have this talent. It is awesome. It's almost magical. And, you know, from my point of view, and you're so giving. I mean, you share with the listeners, and you also offer your services through your website for people who want something more in-depth, more personal, more private. And you do that,
yeah.
And you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to do that, but you do, and you do it, and it's and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. So, you know, let's give a – we're going to open up the phone lines here in a brief moment so that people can experience. Because what I do is I dare you to call in and doubt. I dare you to doubt. And, in fact, I encourage you to doubt if you're a doubter, because I want you to experience for yourself and find out and make your own opinions. Because what a lot of people think about the psychic phenomena is based on something somebody told them, and they've never really investigated it for themselves. So I like to provide this forum to bring people like Tracy on so that you can ask questions, you can see for yourself, you know, make your own decisions. That's how I came to believe, because I didn't believe not too long ago. So Tracy, are you ready? We have people lined up. They want to connect with you.
Cool.
And hopefully, you know, maybe one of them will read you. Wouldn't that be a twist?
That'd be good.
I want to send a shout out to Amber, who is chatting me up on Facebook, and we have a guest in the chat room. Hi, guest, wave your hand. There you go. I see you. And we have callers. Callers, if you're listening, right now is the time. We are going to open up the phone lines so that you can connect with Tracy Fans. And what you need to do, if you're listening, streaming on your over the internet, you can dial 424-258-9300. That's the call-in number. You press the number 1. It says, "Hey, Drew, pick me," and I'll pick you if I can, if we have time. And if you have friends, tell your friends to listen in so they can hear your beautiful voice on the airwaves. Let's go ahead and get it started with, I wish I had some really cool music, but I don't. But we have a caller from 814. Caller from 814, 814243. call it with a lot of noise. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Amy.
Amy.
Hi there, Amy.
There you go. You're on with Tracy Vance.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. So, how can I help you tonight?
Are you taking a question, or how are you?
I can take a question, or if you want to ask me something specific to the psychic world, then I can do that. So just fire at me with whatever you've got, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I do have a question, and my question is, do you see a job change for me coming in the next year?
I do, but I feel as though I want you going for something quite different, quite out of character. So have you been doing the same thing for some time?
Yes, I have.
I feel as though you're ready for a change. It feels like you've got stuck in a rut, or you've just lost the love for what you do. And I feel as though I want you empowering yourself and having more than you've got, because I'm being told that you've got a lot more skill and knowledge within you than you currently use. So are you doing a job that you can do standing on your head?
Yes.
Yeah. And you need that mental challenge. You're somebody that shines when you're being challenged in a good way, okay, not challenged with problems. But I feel as though this is time for you to grow, okay? I'm being given 7, so have you been doing the same job for 7 years or 7-something?
I've been in the same place for 7 years.
Wow.
It's just really time to shake it up. And, you know, our lives go in 7-year cycles, okay? So you're due this anyway. So put it out there that you're ready for something very different, and then keep your eyes peeled. And, you know, when you look in the paper or someone tells you about a job, don't naturally go, oh, I don't think they'd take me, or I'm not good enough, okay? Let the interview panel decide whether you're good enough or not. Okay, because I feel like you need a confidence booster at the moment. So are you feeling a little bit lacking in belief in yourself right now?
Yes. Yeah. I work for state government, and I've been trying to change agencies for some time now, but it hasn't worked.
Well, I just feel as though you're supposed to be in something a bit more fun and uplifting, so I don't know what role you've been doing, but it feels like it's slowly killing you. It's like you're being strangled.
I'm trying to go a next level up where I'm like above, you know what I mean, like the step above, like where I'm handling more departments and I'm not doing, you know what I mean, like where I'm delegating more and not doing it, if you know what I mean.
Let me ask this question really quickly. I'm sorry, Tracy, you were going to say?
No, you're okay.
Okay, I was going to say, Amy, wow, you asked the question, you got the answer. 7 years was mentioned, 7 years was exactly on the money. How do you feel about this reading?
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, because if you're not excited, I'm excited for you. I think that this is incredible. I want to let you know that today's show, we're just doing little minis. We're giving appetizers, you know, but you can feel free to connect with Tracy. She has a show that airs tomorrow. I'm going to mention that. I'm going to put that in the chat room, a link to that show, and also a link to her website. Connect with Tracy, and you can get even more. This was awesome. I appreciate you, Amy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amy. Have a good Christmas.
Tracy, that was like boom, bang, pow. 7.
Oh, wow.
On the dot. If it had been 6.5 or 9.75, I would have still accepted it, but 7 dead on bullseye. Get out of here.
I can only give what they get me, so, you know, it's up to them upstairs.
Spirit is flowing today, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy fans, clairvoyant medium. Let's get another caller in. I just want to remind you, like, I'm not trying to rush you guys off, but it's Christmas. We want to spread some cheer all over the place. So let's take a caller from a whole other part of the country, and let's it's gonna be a mini, but you get as much out of it as you can get. So talk fast, speak clearly, and the next caller is from the 864 area code, 864-529. What's your name?
Hi, this is Cherie.
Cherie.
Hi, Cherie. How you doing?
Hi.
How can I help, honey?
I just had a question, like a psychic question, I guess, and I'm going to try to word it as best I can. When you get things from other people about things that, like, you maybe should do, like, how far should you take that? Should you take that as a sign?
So if I said something in a reading, you mean should you take that as a sign or if you see it around you?
Just in general. Like, I get a lot of people sometimes telling me things that I don't really see about. Like, a lot of people are like, why don't you do things like videos and use your voice more? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, is this other people tell you things? And I just wonder, like, is it a sign or just people talking?
Okay, there's two things there. I hate it when people come to me and they want me to tell them what they should be doing for a job. And I remember years ago I went for a reading and they told me I was going to be an aromatherapist. And I was like, really? Because it's never appealed to me. It still doesn't appeal to me. You know, I don't want to be up to my elbows in oil. So I never pursued it. And I always say to people, it's no good me telling you what you are going to do. Sometimes you need that divine spark, so you need to fall in love with aromatherapy if that's what you're meant to be doing and go, do you know what, I really loved having that aromatherapy massage. That's what I want to do. You know, you need to connect with it. And sometimes when you're told it out of the blue, you just think, why? I don't want to do that. But I'm a big believer if you keep coming across the same things, then yes, it is a sign. So let's say, again, with the aromatherapy, if you kept coming across aromatherapists, there is a connection to that. So maybe you're meant to be an aromatherapist. Maybe you're meant to be in the alternative health field or, you know, look at what it is that you're meant to be achieving from that. But go with what resonates. So if 20 million people tell you you're going to be a rugby player or a NFL guy, if that doesn't feel right in your gut, then it isn't the right time or you don't have that divine spark yet. So always use that inner judgment. I actually feel with you that you're very much the healer and very much the fixer. So does everyone dump all their problems on you?
Yeah, somewhat in a way, and I actually kind of enjoy that.
And, you know,
I mean,
if you're not doing
anyway.
Well, I feel as though you would be great in a counseling role. So life coaching, counseling, the kind of thing where you're helping to put people back together that want to be helped.
Wow.
Okay. Does that resonate for you?
Very much so. Very much.
You know,
and,
I was just going to say, you know, there's so many different aspects of counseling. So look at what life has put you through. You know, have you had difficult relationships? Did you come from a broken home? Were you in the foster care system? Were you the victim of domestic abuse or sexual abuse? And maybe those experiences came to you to help you help others that are not as strong and didn't cope as well as you have.
Right.
So sometimes you have to do a little bit of self-analysis to figure out what you've been through and why you've been put through it, and then you've got to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right.
So does that help?
Yeah, it helped me. I was going to ask, like, I was going to say, and I think, did you mention something about singing at the beginning of the your call?
No, not singing, just using voice.
That works because, using your voice, carry the message, help people and counsel people. I thought you meant singing because I was going to say, man, some of these songs I hear are so therapeutic. So, hey, that even works too. Yeah. So, Sri, we appreciate you. Do you give it a thumbs up, thumbs sideways? How do you reading?
Thumbs up, toes up, everything. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you both.
Oh,
all right.
You have a fantastic Christmas and enjoy your new career path.
Merry Christmas. We are about at the halfway mark of the show, and I can stop talking so fast. I want to say hello to the chatters. The chat room is kind of populating. We have Kevin. Hi, Kevin. And also Supernatural Radio. Shout out to Supernatural Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Tracy, you're doing it, and I'm very impressed. Usually I would like to be the guinea pig and have you read me, but I don't even want to know at this point.
I do still owe you a reading. We'll do that sometime.
Oh my God. I did not disconnect you, ma'am. Okay. So anyway, I have a caller that says, I don't want to know what is next to come. That probably would make me paranoid. I'd rather wait and see. Now, do you get that? This is a chatter.
Yeah.
Do you get that? Like, how does this affect, does this screw up life and the spontaneity and the surprise of life to have a reading?
No, I don't think so. You know, I've been for readings and they've told me stuff and I'm going, not in a million years. There is no way, Jose. And it's happened and I'm like, okay. So, you know, some people would argue that you make it happen and therefore you make the reading come to life. And I would disagree. You can do that. Yes, you can go out of your way to try and make it happen. Like, you know, the girl I was just talking to, you know, she could go off and become an aromatherapist because someone's told her that that's what they see. But if the love isn't there, you'll know. And, you know, there are sometimes things that you get told in a reading that don't happen because you have free will and you choose the opposite path.
All right,
so,
right.
You know,
nothing's etched in stone. It's not etched in stone. It's just more of a guidance, you know. Like sometimes I've just been single for a year, you know, for example. I'm not saying it's true, but and I'm saying, you know, wow, you know, I'm starting to lose hope. Like maybe I'll never find anybody, or am I supposed to just be by myself? And I'm just really confused about which way to go. And then the reading can kind of tell me something that kind of, you know, encourages me or gives me direction. Like, hey, you know what? Love is in the cards for you, but you need to work on yourself. Oh, I never thought of that. Thanks. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, you've got, you're on a train and you've got to get off at a station and connect to the other platform. But if you're not on the right train at the right time, you won't be there to connect with your other train. And I'm a big believer that if you're not the right person, Mrs. Wright could fetch up and be hammering on your door. But if you're still, I don't know, if you've got anger management issues and they're not really into doing anger, then they're not going to accept you. So you should always evolve yourself because you never know when that person is going to come into your life that you are supposed to be with. And you have to be the right connection for them.
Exactly, exactly.
But
so it's just
more
it's
importantly,
just like having a, go ahead, more importantly.
More importantly, you've got to be the right person for you because you are the most important person in your life, and that's for everybody. That's not just for you. We have to be the best person that we can be for us.
I thought that was for me. It's okay, though.
No.
It's okay. I'm going to take it personal. I don't care what you say. I'm going to take it personal.
Well,
yeah, we are our own most important person. Feel free to take that. You can borrow that from me. So I guess that it's not etched in stone. I kind of look at it as maybe conferring with a really cool grandfather or something that really has a lot of good information. But it's even better than that because spirit is connected to something like some divine wisdom and truth and information, and it's really, really deep and big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely. And, you know, we never have the full blueprint to our lives unless we can tap into that higher self and find it. And I'm a really big believer that there are certain key things in our life that will happen regardless. We don't have control over them completely. For instance, if you're meant to be with a person in your life, they will come in. Now, whether you let them in at 16 or 36 is immaterial because that you have some control over that. But if they have to come into your life to help you do something, they will make it into your life in some shape or form. There are other things that you have control over. If they're just an option, you know, it's not concrete. So, you know, you could come to me for a reading and you could be in a relationship and I'm going, well, you know, I think you need to finish it because it's not working for you. And you could go home and go, what does she know? I'm going to carry it on for another 6 months, in which case you might miss somebody that was meant to come to you in that 6 months because you were too busy doing the wrong thing. But it will eventually come to us if it's meant to come to us.
Wow. It is so simple and so kind of complicated. So that's why I'm really glad that you have a show of your own, because not only do you do the free readings, which everyone really loves, but you also explain some of these things, because like me, after a while you get the free reading and then you become, well, for me, I became interested. It's like, so how does this really work? And I took it to heart that everyone can do it, and so I want to know how. And all of these are the things that you tackle on your show and so much more. So it's just like a really cool classroom, and I love it, and I think I'll be there tomorrow. But we'll talk about that. I want to play a quick commercial. We have a couple more callers. Supernatural Radio in the chat room. They are giving you the thumbs up. They agree with you 200%. We'll be right back after this really short commercial.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the Organization for Spiritually Underdeveloped Adults. If you're an adult and your spirituality is based on something that you learned in Sunday school at the age of 6, we think that you might want to take a moment to explore some new options and learn a little more. Your life is on the line. This is DP Radio. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Citizens for a Free Human Race. If you aren't living your life to the absolute fullest, tossing caution to the wind and loving you and life with every fiber of your being, then you may want to find a way to get more freedom in your life. This has been a public service announcement from Drew Pillow Radio.
I love those breaks. It gives me a chance to cough and drink a glass of water. We're back right now. This is Spiritual Awakenings, and it is the show that features really awesome people and none more awesome than today's guest, Tracy Fance, clairvoyant medium. Tracy, so far, 3/4 of the way through this show, you have been nothing less than impressive. And with your information as well as your abilities. But let's go ahead and see if we can keep the ball rolling. And let's take a caller from Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Moe. Callers, if you are queued up, if you're in the call queue and you haven't pressed the number one, you need to do that right now, because I won't know that you want to be talking to us. You may just want to listen. So while you're doing that, let's get 951. 951-285, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Lori?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Lori. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Jolly good. How can I help tonight?
Oh, thank you. Anything that's around me or anybody, relatives or love life or anything that you can pick up.
Okay. There's a gentleman around you who shows me that he passed with a lung condition. I feel like I'm with lung cancer or something degenerative like emphysema. I feel as though I want to link into dad or dad's side of the family, and I feel as though this gentleman would have been ill for some time prior to his passing, and he makes me feel like he would have been quite restricted in his mobility because his breathing's very, very labored, and I feel like I want a father or grandfather figure to you. So would you know who this gentleman is?
Gosh. I think my next friend of mine passed with cancer.
Okay.
He had lung cancer and he did have a hard time breathing.
Okay. And would this gentleman have been very protective and fatherly towards you, even if they're not your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're just letting me know that they're around you. And I feel as though you're a little bit lost at the moment, or you're feeling like you have no direction. Would you understand that?
Yeah, pretty much. I was just thinking that. I went for a walk earlier, and I just feel like I'm here on Earth, but I don't feel like it. I mean, like I lost my drive to work out. but my mind's active, but it's like I want to get more physical now and start working out. But, yeah, I feel like I look at the world in a different view now. It's like lost.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the fact that you went for a walk is exercise. You don't have to be at the gym pumping iron. And whilst you were walking, you were having a mindful meditation. So you were actually doing two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though with you, the issue here is that your spiritual side isn't getting an outlet. So are you doing anything with your psychic side at all?
No. I bought tarot cards. I'm trying to learn those,
Right. Well, there's two things there. First of all, I can teach you tarot in a day. You'll be up and running and able to read for friends and customers. I teach very intuitively, so if you want to further that, then, you know, look me up on Facebook or on my webpage. Secondly, even if you're just developing yourself, which is where I feel like you need to be at the moment, because I'm seeing lots of ideas around you, but it feels as though you're feeling unsure or you're lacking in belief in those ideas, and therefore you're not going forwards. Would you know about that?
Yeah, that could be it, yeah.
And what I'm also being shown here is that you're considering learning something new or you're considering retraining, but it's a steep learning curve and that's making you uncomfortable. And again, with the finances, that's also an issue. So are you aware of what this idea is?
I guess. I found another school I really want to go. It's homeopathic medicine. And
oh, fantastic.
That's what I want. And it's like, I was going for anthropology, and I was just like, well, you know, I like it a lot, but I'm like, where is it going to be useful? But at the same time, I do enjoy, I was like focusing more on biology, everything was hitting me biology, and then I want to go to that homeopathic medicine school, because I believe in that more than I would any, you know.
Okay, so what we need to do here is some law of attraction, cosmic ordering, whatever you want to call it. Tell the universe that that is the course that you want to do and
mm-hmm.
ask them to bring you the money and the means to make it happen, okay? You're going to have
mm-hmm.
to meet the universe halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So look for a bursary. Look for someone that would perhaps pay you a small amount of money to go and do the course, but then you'd have to do another job on the side, something like that. But I really feel as though you've got the strength of character and you've got the ability here to go with what your intuition is telling you is right for you. Go for where your passion and your interest is. And
mm-hmm.
I feel as though you'll be absolutely fine at it. You'll take to it like a duck to water. But you're holding yourself back from evolving and growing and developing at the minute.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is the reason
why. I feel like I was stuck or stagnant or just something. I don't know what, but yeah, I relate to it.
Sometimes we have to be stock still. Do you drive at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know when you drive along the same road every day to go to work and you're doing, I don't know, 70 miles an hour or whatever, and then you're a
yeah.
passenger one time and you go, when did that house go up? And they go, oh, that's been there years. And you're like, really? Because you look at what's in front of you and you don't see what's around you when you're going at 70 miles an hour. So
uh-huh.
sometimes spirit will slow you down or stop you on the spot so that you have no choice but to look around at the scenery and go, do you know what? I don't want to be here. Or do you know
okay.
what? That over there looks really interesting. So there is a reason why you're being made to feel dissatisfied. And to me, it feels like it's time for you to reevaluate. It's time for you to take a different direction.
Okay. Well, thank you. And
that's
you
okay.
Too.
Pleasure.
You summed it up good, dissatisfied.
Yeah.
In so many words, you put it in a nutshell. Thank you.
So your New Year's resolution is to change directions.
Myself. Yes, with myself. I'm going to be better.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
You have a great Christmas.
Awesome. Awesome. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I just dropped the link. Let me see. Not until we found. Okay. I just dropped the link in the chat room. Visit Tracy Fance's website at www.tracyfance, and that's F-A-N-C-E, .co.uk or .co.uk. Also, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com and type in the search bar Tracy Fance, and you'll go directly to the link to her show. It's The Psychic Show with Tracy Fance. Awesome show. It's for the early birds. So if you get up early and you want to listen to something really groovy as you prepare for work and even call in, then this is just your cup of tea. We have so many callers, and we're not going to get to all of them, but let's try and keep it moving and grooving with we have a caller from Facebook. I've never seen that in the queue before, but they do not have their hand up,
wow.
So I'm not going to pick them. Facebook person, push number one so I can just hear who this is, because this is cool. We'll see if we can get you in there. Let's see. Let's go to
how do you call from Facebook?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Let's take this caller from 11111. I believe that is Skype. Caller from Skype, 111. Can you hear me? Say hello. Okay.
Hello.
Say hello.
Are you there?
Oh, boy. You're going to miss out now.
Uh-oh. Do you think
okay.
They've been on hold so long they've passed over?
Yeah. Hopefully not. but anyway, if you were holding and you called from Skype and you went to the bathroom or something like that, guess what? You missed it. Anyway, let's go to the 216 area code. 216, they've been holding for a long time. 216-632, what is your name? You're on with Tracy Fance.
Victoria.
Victoria, ask your question.
Yes.
Hi, Victoria.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you? I just want to say good afternoon to you guys. I am actually a friend of Mr. Drew's on Facebook, and I've been reading a lot of posts from Mrs. Vance, and I just thought I would take a chance. I've actually, like you said, I've been on for a very long time. I went and ran an errand for you guys on hold and made everybody quiet. But here's the question. I had adult children now. I am at a daycare 10 years. And I think my limit is the job.
You're breaking up a lot. I'm not getting every word.
I work at a daycare, and I've been here for 10 years, and I believe that I'm at my limit now. I actually want to move out of state, and I'm not really sure if that is the path for me at this time. Kind of confused a little bit.
Okay. Firstly, what I pick up around you is that you don't look after you enough. You give.
This is true.
And I feel as though you are a healer and fixer, and that aspect is fine. You need to embrace that. But
okay.
I also feel that you really need to do something where you're feeling rewarded and valued, and you are not feeling that at the moment. Are you being
that
taken advantage of?
Wow.
So
okay.
I don't necessarily feel that you... I don't necessarily feel that you need to completely change fields, but you definitely need a new company, and you need someone that values you and doesn't take the mickey from you.
Okay.
Is your mum's mum in spirit? Because I've got a lady who feels like a grandmother coming in for you.
Okay.
And I feel as though this lady would have really laid down the law if people were, you know, not treating her loved ones with respect.
Okay.
And she feels to me like she wants to read you the Riot Act because they're not treating you properly.
Wow. Okay. You're definitely right. I definitely am feeling everything you're saying, and I think that's one of the reasons why I decided to change, state, because I felt like everybody that's around me that I'm giving to, maybe I just didn't need to be around those people anymore.
Mm, yeah. You give and they take.
Yes, ma'am.
So it needs to change. You need to rebalance it. My favorite story is about the aeroplane where the oxygen masks come down and you're the pilot. So when that happens, do you run round and make sure all your passengers have got their air mask on, or do you do yours first?
Well, I think I would probably run around and make sure everybody has theirs on first, because that's what I do.
Yep, and then you'd all be dead.
Yep.
Yep.
So
that's right.
Have to, I know that's blunt, but you have to put yourself first. So put your mask on first, because you'll save more people when you're energized, when you're feeling valued, when you're feeling like you're doing the right thing, rather than when you're being run ragged and bled dry like you are at the moment.
Yes, ma'am, I am. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I feel as though the issue here is the company that you work for, as opposed to the actual role that you do, because you do like the role that you do.
Okay.
Do you not?
I do. I do love children, but you're absolutely right. The company does not doesn't show that they appreciate everything that I do. You're absolutely right.
No, they don't. And what I feel with you is that it is time to really go and reroute yourself, reground yourself, and, you know, freshen up your life, and you'll feel so much happier. And I also feel as though you're supposed to be adding to your skills. Okay. Are you a child therapist or a child counselor or something?
No, but I do definitely give advice. I really do. Like I say, I've been on my job for almost 10 years, and this is my passion. I've always loved children ever since I was young myself, and I thought maybe I was burned out on the job, but I believe again that it's the company that I work for, because I get no recognition for, you know, my skill.
Mm. Well, it feels to me as though the experiences that you've had growing up and that you've had with the children that you've worked with, I feel as though they would be better placed if you were able to counsel and give therapy to those children, even if it was like sand therapy or play therapy, art therapy, because
okay.
I feel as though I want you working with children that have had quite tough lives. So do you work with children from abusive homes or something?
Yes, I do, yes.
Hmm.
Yes,
and,
I do.
You know, that can be incredibly draining, because it is so awful to know what some
oh
of these
gosh.
Kids have been through.
Yeah.
But you are making a difference to those children, so those children appreciate you. It's just your bosses
Aww.
That don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so, so very much. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, Mr. Drew. I thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Happy
and
holidays.
Too.
Thank
so,
you.
I just want right past. I just went right past asking her, how does she feel about it? Because a blind man could see that was really dead on. But I mean, I'm not surprised. I knew this was going to happen. I brag like
you all psychic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud, you know, I'm proud and I'm honored to, you know, have an association, a friend like you, because I know that, you know, when it comes to doing what you do, you are top of the line, you are good. You know, I can refer people to you with 1,000% confidence that they are going to get the best. Not that you're the best on earth, but they're going to get an experience that is absolute quality and it's genuine. And it showed through this show and every show. We've had you as guests on the show before. And on your show, it's just consistent and you're awesome. And anybody that still has doubts, you know, we couldn't get everybody in today. We apologize. But anybody that still has doubts, you know, visit Tracy Fance on her website, tracyfance.co.uk, and Tracy Fance on Blog Talk Radio Tuesday mornings. Call in, and if you really just have to have a free reading to be convinced, then call in, because you can get a free reading on that show. So we are down to the last 1 minute. So in closing, Tracy, I want to wish you a happy holiday. I don't know if you guys have Christmas in England. You guys, is it Christmas?
Of course we do. We invented it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you'll take it back, because it's breaking me financially. We need a holiday that is free. It's a little cheaper. Thanks, though. Anyway, we appreciate you, and we hope that the holidays treat you well, and we will see you on your show. Is there anything you wanted to say in closing?
Thank you very much for having me. I always love being on your show and connecting with your audience. And I hope you all have a fantastic Christmas and New Year. And come see me on my show. We've got some awesome people coming on, including Drew, tomorrow morning.
What? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be the guest tomorrow morning. Oh, gosh. Can somebody give me a wake-up call about 5:30-ish? Okay. So, anyway.
Yeah,
that'll
be me.
And we are out of here. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
We are at the beginning of a new age. A new age of awareness, transformation. People are ascending, elevating. Energy levels are rising. We are emerging from the darkened places into the light. Spiritual Awakenings is here to assist you in your evolution, shining a light on your purpose and supporting you in living an authentic life.